You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Let's go in depth now. A week from now, a new domestic violence resource center will open in Tooele.
KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff reports the center will provide critical help.
Development Director Josie White explains why the Pathways Resource Center is needed.
Levels of domestic violence in Utah are huge. 1 in 3 women, 1 in 4 men, and 1 in 2 non-binary persons will experience domestic violence within their lifetime. So whether we know it or not, we all know somebody who's been affected by domestic violence. What this also means is there's a really high demand for shelter beds and services.
She says they've seen a 60% increase to their hotline since law enforcement officers started using the lethality protocol statewide.
Our shelter ends up being full a good portion of the time. But we still really want people to call because there are still options. We can work with a sister shelter to place them there, and we can also place people into emergency hotel stays while we either wait for a bed in our shelter to open up or in a sister shelter. So there are still options, even though our shelter is at capacity pretty frequently.
White says they're running a shelter in Salt Lake and another in Tooele.
We have emergency shelter, and victim advocates staff our 24/7 emergency hotline. And they can help field calls, get people into shelter, get appointments set up with case managers or therapists. And so they're kind of a hub of information and connections to the other programs.
Right now, they're also running a resource center in Salt Lake.
Our new facility in Tooele is what we call a community resource center. So it's where survivors can drop in and out for services, specifically case management services. What that means is if they need housing support or help developing a safety plan to exit an abusive relationship, they now have access to the same staff our shelter clients have without needing to stay in shelter to access those services.
What does someone need to do to qualify for help?
Services are available when people present for them. They don't need to prove anything to get services. No proof of crime needs to be provided. If somebody needs services, we're able to meet them. The only exclusion is that to stay in the shelter, survivors typically have to use a lethality assessment protocol.
You can find out about all of the services they provide at svsutah.com. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
What a wonderful blessing for people in that area who need this help.
Yeah, and we were talking about this earlier. It just seems that if you can bring those services close to where the problems exist, and they exist in every community, but more people are likely to reach out for that help that they need.
Because they may not have transportation to take them to Salt Lake or to get back for work or with children. You never know what the situation is.
Yeah, and it seems counter, but this time of year with the added pressures of the holidays, it seems to go up,
too. It does.
Which is frustrating for everybody.